how do you grow your revenue?
Yeah.
You need to now find out the average cycle in terms of what is the average time a
then
customer comes back. And having clear picture in terms of your business data is the only way to be able to figure out how to grow it. Today, I'm talking to Praise about our business, and we'll be exploring how to grow our revenue and how to grow the business in general. Hi, Praise.
Hi, Soji.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Same here.
Okay, what is your brand called?
Inna Rayz, pronounced I-N-A underscore R-A-Y-Z.
That's weird.
I know, right?
Why is that? How did you come up with that?
Actually, that was not even my idea. Someone just came up to me and was like, let me form something from your name. I'm like, okay. So from Praise,
yeah,
I think it took out, no, from Odinaka, it took out I-N-A.
Okay.
Then from Praise, it took out R-A and then added Y-Z.
Y-Z. Interesting.
Yeah, so, but me, I felt it was more like Inna Rayz.
Rayz, yeah.
So when I thought about it, I was like, okay, that's fine. I think I like the name and I ran with it.
I'm sure you won't struggle with domain name because
no, when I registered my business, it was not. Yeah,
That's good. That's quite innovative. Okay, so what does Inna Rayz do? What kind of business are you into?
Okay, at first I started with makeup artistry.
Okay,
and that was like when I was 18.
Okay,
before I got into school, that was what I used to do most of my handouts in school and all that. So afterwards, when I finished my IT, I went to learn the trade.
Okay,
so I think I learned for a year plus. Then I got back. I started selling products.
Okay,
and from there I combined it with my makeup artistry and the products.
Okay.
But for now, we just sell products for now, but we're going to go back into makeup artistry very soon.
So when you say makeup artistry, is it that you render makeup services?
Yes.
Okay.
It was.
Then,
and I also sold makeup products.
Okay. So now you sell makeup.
I sell skincare products, makeup products, and perfumes.
Okay. Fantastic. So we can call you a trading company.
I guess so.
Okay, that's fine. You're not an importer and exporter.
No, for now I don't import, but of course, hopefully in the future I should.
Okay, all right, that's good. There are four pillars in terms of how we can unlock revenue growth for you.
Okay.
Obviously, now the idea is that we've gotten to know the business and what you do. Basically, you trade on beauty products to rent revenue and hopefully a good markup, which will become your profit. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now to begin with, can you estimate how many clients you currently have or you're servicing on a monthly basis?
On a monthly basis?
Yes.
I can't tell, but at least in a month, at least I have about people that come back.
Yeah.
At least like 20.
20 people come back?
Yes, come back to
how many new people?
Or maybe someone that refer me to them, or maybe about five.
Five new persons
in a month. Yes,
and 20 at least existing customer.
No, I have more than 20 customers.
I mean, like returning customers every month.
I have
month.
More than 20 returning customers.
How many?
At least about 55.
Okay, so I think the first step in unlocking your growth now is that you truly know your numbers.
I do know, but it's like it's in my invoice. I didn't come and start counting how many customers I have and all
that
stuff.
You need to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the idea would be that if you've serviced, let's say 2,000 clients in the last 1 year, if you have those 2,000 clients all coming back, that's a lot of revenue for you. So if you have just a fraction of those customers coming back, you know, that means you're not unlocking all of the revenues that you can make as a business. Because it costs you more to acquire new customers
than
compared to
the old ones coming,
getting the old ones to come back. And if you've serviced the old customers better, you can bring them back. For example, I went to see my dentist over the weekend. And the last time I went to see the same dentist was probably 2 years ago.
Okay.
And which means that I've used another dentist before I went back to my
original dentist.
And she called and she said, why didn't I come back and all of that. I said, I came back, but obviously I didn't come back on time. And she started talking about the business, and she also mentioned that they are struggling to make existing customers come back because now that they have more new customers than existing customers. And this conversation was that it's cheaper for them to be able to keep existing customers, because I'm supposed to be going every 6 months. If every other customers that the dentist has been servicing, they all come back every 6 months, she wouldn't need to spend too much on marketing.
True.
And she will make good revenue. So the same for you. That's why you need to know how many customers. Exactly.
That's going to be my
And you need to have all of their databases.
Yeah, I do.
Because it's the way to follow up. Because the next question I want to ask you is also that, how much revenue do you make per customer?
Per customer?
Yes. On a monthly basis.
On a monthly basis. Am I supposed to
On the average. Just give us a rough
figure. On the average per customer. It depends because some customers might buy just two products and you make 5K.
Okay.
And some will buy like a lot in wholesale and maybe you make like 85.
Average everything. Just
okay, in a month, maybe 250.
That's total revenue, but per customer.
Per customer, yeah. I can't say because they don't buy one product. Sometimes, like I said, a customer might buy 10 products and the next person will buy two products. And you know, when it comes to skincare products, you don't add so much
markup
on it, yes. Because when you do, other people are selling.
Okay.
So you need to it's not like you're not going to make profit, but you need to just reduce your own markup so that it can accommodate your competitors.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, the second step for you is that you need to know how much you make per customer.
From each of my customers.
Yeah, and also on the average. Because what that does for you is also that it's marginal revenue per customer. When you know marginal revenue per customer, you can now figure out how to increase that. If on the average you make 10K one customer per month, you start looking at how do I sell them more so that I can make more. But if you don't have the accurate data,
it
might be a problem. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, when it comes to skincare, people don't stock up skincare every week.
Yes.
Or every two weeks. No.
Yes.
Some people will buy skincare in bulk and they will use it for 3 months.
Yes.
6 months.
Yes.
Right? So, like, for example, my wholesale customers, those are the ones that I can say maybe come back in 3 months or in 2 months when they are done selling up. But people that use it, because they are expensive, so they need to be using it for
managing it.
2 months, 3 months. You'll be like, I have not finished the product. Because they will be like, okay, yeah, this one is almost finished.
Okay. Okay, I think
so that's how the business is.
This nuance is now gives us more clarity, which means
it's not
all of them come back every month.
Every month. It's maybe in 3 months. Sometimes, maybe when product finishes, they will not be like, okay, let me just buy an extra just in case.
So I think also now in that case, you need to now find out the average cycle in terms of what is the average time a customer comes back. So once you know that, you also now look at, but now you can do it on a customer basis. Okay, how much does this customer buy? And how do I get them to buy more or to spend more, to buy a more expensive one so that I can have better markup? Do you understand? Because again, we're talking about how do you grow your revenue?
Yeah.
So, and having clear picture in terms of your business data is the only way to be able to figure out how to grow it. If you don't have a clear picture of where the business is, you won't know how to take it from one stage to the next level. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. So now let's go to the this time around the third pillar. We've talked about how much revenue per client. How, in your opinion, how can you double your revenue currently? Have you thought about it?
Yes, I have.
Tell us.
I'm considering importing.
Okay.
Especially Korean products,
okay.
Korean brands, okay. Because, but on the second thought, considering how much it is to clear and all the stuff is really not an easy thing in Nigeria.
Okay.
But I just realized that if I start importing, I'm going to make more profits because some vendors in Nigeria, when they buy,
yes,
they'll add their their clearing fees, everything, then before they start adding their own markup. So you end up buying it more expensive, as you would when you're buying maybe MOQ of 150.
So you don't have a lot of margin.
You won't. Because if you do, if one thing about skincare is this kind of products that we sell, it's not everywhere, but people that know.
Mm.
So when you see a market of 15,000 naira and you as a vendor is selling it 20,000 naira, they would buy from you at first, but subsequently when they see it cheaper, they will go. Even if your own is more original,
they will still go.
Yes, they will still go out because everybody wants something that is a bit cheaper here in Nigeria because things are actually not that.
Also, there's a lot of fakes around.
Of course, there is.
So a lot more people are also quite conscious of buying original than actually the price. I mean, I and this is not trying to advertise any brand. I mean, there's a particular toothpaste that I use, Sensodyne.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fakes around.
There is.
Like,
oh, when you buy the original.
Yes. Even some popular big supermarket, you still buy fake.
Yeah. Good.
So now, wherever you see the original,
you stick to it.
You're not looking at the price. You pack everything they have on the shelf.
True. But what I'm saying is,
yeah,
you also try not to chase away your customers.
That's true.
That's just because, let's say that I sell a wig seller might have 10,000 naira benefits on one product.
Mm.
But when it comes to skincare, you might get 10,000 naira, but you have to, let's say that I bought 3 items.
Yes.
That is how you're going to get the 10K, but not on one product. Because when you add 10,000 naira on one product, people will run away from you.
Yeah, it's quite. Okay, I mean, so you said importing, you can double your revenue through importing.
Yes.
How? Is it that you can double your margin?
That way, when I start importing, at least, even if I'm selling for the same price I'm selling now, I know that it's not going to be as expensive as I used to be.
You know or you think?
I know. Why I said I know is, I know that, of course, all those clearing, but I'm not going to start ordering in bulk that will need it to be shipped and go through all those their processes. I'm just trying to figure it out. I've not done my researches.
Okay.
I've not done everything yet, but that's my consideration. I'm trying to consider it.
Okay. So let's talk about that before you tell us other method.
Okay.
Obviously, if you want to consider importing, you have to look at the advantages
and disadvantages.
Yes, which means that, in my opinion, now you're trying to get better margin.
Yes.
So you need to be absolutely sure that you will get better margin.
True.
Because exactly, because importing, probably if you can buy directly from the manufacturer, you understand.
And they have MOQs, you have to buy 100.
So again, that's the beauty of importing, is for you to be able to buy the MOQ at least. Because again, that's where you'll be able to really maximize the margin that you're trying to. So, which also means that you would need maybe extra money, and which also means that you will keep more inventory.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to analyze all of those risks. You understand? And weigh and see, okay, do I still have any advantages? Does the advantages outweigh the disadvantages? And do I have strategies in place to also mitigate all of the other risk? Because again, sometimes in a bid to grow our business, we can kill the business.
Yeah.
So you need to be very careful. So the strategy of importing is not bad. Actually, it can work. You double your margin, you double your revenue. You understand? So, but those are just the nuances in terms of how to approach it properly and make it work so that you achieve this specific objective of growing your revenue that you're trying to achieve. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So what other strategy have you thought about in doubling your revenue?
Ads.
Ads, so marketing.
Yes, marketing.
Which means that acquiring new customers.
Yes. Ads. When I notice that when I run ads, I have more customers.
Okay.
Even though some of them might not come back, but at least they're going to buy.
Okay.
And the ones, at least when I ran ads, I got like 3 new customers and they stayed back.
Okay.
So it's a two-way thing. They either stay, buy, or just buy and go.
Okay.
So, but that's another way to maximize profit or increase revenue.
Would you maximize profits? Because there is a cost of ad, which means that you have extra costs that eat into your margin.
Yes.
So what you need to look at is that, do you get enough new customers to it worth your while, the amount you're spending in running ads? Because again, your tiny margin, you now need to deduct the cost of the ad.
That is true.
So, which brings me back to the first conversation we had about looking at your old customers and see how you can bring some of the ones that have not bought in 6 months, 3 months back.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So, in that case, you can avoid spending the extra and eating into your margin. I'm talking about the amount of money you spend on ads. Do you understand? Because obviously, ads add to your cost line item.
And they're expensive.
Okay.
And most of the time, the customers I have returning, I don't know how they do, but they always tell their friend to tell their friend.
Because if you provide good service.
Exactly. I had a nurse friend.
Yeah.
I when she was in nursing school, at least like 10 of the nurses were buying from me.
Yeah.
And even till now, I was so surprised because they would see her skin and be like, who's your vendor? And they would tell her. Fantastic. That it's me, and they want to buy. Some of them will not want to buy you. They just want to know how much I sell and who is the person that they're all buying from. At least it's a good thing that you're beginning to see my business and all that.
Yeah. What this tells me is that you need to manage the relationships that you have. Your customers, you need to find a way to provide good service and also manage that in such a way that they always come back and also tell of your fantastic services to their friends and their people within their network. With that, you would have more of word of mouth and referral kind of new customers.
True, I agree.
So I think where the advantage is for you now is that you've serviced a lot of clients in the past. Go back, look into them and see the new ones that you can pick up calls, check up on them, send them in. And they might be too formal.
WhatsApp messages.
Yes. Pick up calls first. Your phone, call them. I'm checking up on you. Have you been? It's been a while. Become chatty a bit with them. And of course, you take it from there. You have not bought from us in a while.
I'll do that.
So please do that, because I think there's more opportunities for you there than they had, because they had already eaten into your thin margin.
Yeah, true.
So now, to just wrap the whole thing together, you have the importing side of things. You have now leveraging more on your older customers and your database and see how you can get at least 10 of the guys that have not bought from you in a while to come and buy from you. Okay? So we implore you to do that in the next 1 to 2 months. We'll check back on you. We want to be able to see that by the time we check back on you, you have doubled your revenue. And also, one of the other things also that we have some sort of financial support for some of the entrepreneurs that we think probably they would need that. So if you're exploring the importing side, if we look at it, if we're able to help, we're also going to help with that. But I think those two strategies, we unlock growth in times of revenue.
I'll definitely, because I have some customers outside the country, and sometimes they'll be like, the way bill is expensive and all that, but I'll do that.
Please do that.
I'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Do you have any question for me?
I think I should. I do. So now, how do I maintain my customers while trying to increase my margin too? Let's say that I'm scared of adding 5,000 naira profit to a product.
Okay.
Because I know that someone else is selling it cheaper.
Okay.
And it's probably original as well.
Okay.
So how do I still maintain my profits, my margin, and still keep my customers?
Okay.
Like without them running away and saying, it's too expensive and all those stuff.
Okay. The foundation of everything first is to provide good service. Once the service is good, there's a tendency for your customers to become loyal.
Okay, yeah, I do have loyal customers.
Good. But secondly, by the time you want to increase, you need to come up with a reason and communicate that to them personally, individually. Don't send blast email. Communicate to each one of them individually. Tell them, this is what we are facing now, so we'll move this price of this went from this to this, but we're still committed to delivering quality service and getting you quality product so that you don't fall into the hand of scammers. So, you know, this kind of thing, I mean, you need to construct a good, compose good communication material to kind of like communicate that to each one of them.
Okay.
You know, they will understand. Any one of them that does not understand, we reach out to you and they'll ask for clarification. So with that, you know, they know that you're thinking about them. They know that you're not just going to wake up one day and just arbitrarily increase price. And they also know that you're committed to delivering quality services and quality product to them.
Okay, that works.
That works.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been nice chatting to you.
Same here. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.